And Nigel Evans, just on that issue, we've been doing a story over the last couple of days about how the DUP, your party colleagues, they're not your party colleagues, they're colleagues of your party now, aren't they, in government? What they do, Nigel, is they will fine MLAs or MPs up to £1,000 if they if they say anything, Nigel, which is not authorised by the press office. Can I just ask you, Nigel, when you said a matter of moments ago that your party leader was weakened after the general election result, has your press office given you permission to say that?
The answer is absolutely not. Listen, I don't agree with that policy. I think it's stunning that you would fine somebody for speaking their own mind. What fine would we have doled out to Philip Lee after what he did yesterday? I mean, when you come to Parliament and when you come to Westminster, you are sent here not as a delegate, but you're sent here to use your own judgment, your own mind, and your own words.
Well, I have seen. A letter signed by the chief executive of the DUP, Timothy Johnson, fining someone for speaking to the BBC because it did not have the party's consent. What would you as an MP say to that party if they slapped you with a fine?
Well, I wouldn't pay it. I tell you now, when we walk through into the chamber from members' lobby, we walk through what is a damaged arch, and it was damaged during the last war. And what that is, it's been kept that way to be a constant reminder that of the sacrifice of millions of people who paid with their blood in order that I have the freedom of speech. And to think that somebody would fine me for having that freedom of speech, I find quite intolerable. I don't agree with it at all. I think it's a very, very bad policy.
And then today's story, just while we have you, Nigel, so that was about MLAs and MPs speaking against, without the permission of the DUP press office. We brought the story, a second story today, which then involved DUP councillors, Nigel, and we've been told by a number of people who have experience of this, who, for councillors speaking in the chamber, if they spoke in the chamber against another DUP person who was holding the DUP central office line, then those councillors, who are often lowly paid, face the threat of a £100 fine.
Well, there again, I find it stunning that they feel the necessity to do that, and I don't agree with it. I don't think it's democratic. If you're finding people, I mean, can you imagine over the last few months, Ken Clark, I don't know how much money he's got, but I'm sure he would have been bankrupted if we fined him every time he spoke against government policy.
What do you think it says for democracy in Northern Ireland?
It's not good. It's not healthy. It is absolutely not healthy. Yes, people join political parties, and yes, you have the freedom to move away from that political party.
Why is it not good discipline?
I totally disagree with that policy. It's not a policy we have in the Conservative Party. And if they try to introduce it, I think they'd have trouble on their hands because we wouldn't abide by it. I think it's a very wrong policy, Stephen. And I hope they reflect on it and think again. Democracy is the ability for people to stand up and speak their minds. Otherwise, you might as well just send a robot in who's already programmed with whatever speeches you want. And that would not be good for democracy.
Nigel Evans, Claire Hannah, thank you very much indeed.